here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk. With me is Kip Tom. We're at the Ag Connect booth, and Kip is one of the masters and mavericks representatives of Ag Connect. And Kip, I don't know, are you a master or a maverick?
I'm still confused on what I am, so I think they classified me a little bit of both, so...
I can believe that. Now, as far as Ag Connect is concerned, why do you think this is a great thing for farmers to go to?
Well, let's face it. Farmers evolve in the way they source information. They make decisions based upon that information. It used to be we went to farm shows, and maybe one in the fall, one in the winter, and we based our decisions upon that. But today, those same shows have grown so huge that so many of the people that visit those shows are non-transactional partners. Maybe 99% of them, I don't know. But when I go to a show, I want to be able to walk up. I want to look at the product that company's making or that service they're providing. I want to be able to connect with the engineer that designed it. I want to connect with someone that's in the marketing supply chain, helping us understand how that works so we can make decisions. So to us, it's about connecting with the people that make the products and services that we use directly, and it's not conflicted by a bunch of people that are there that don't really know anything about what they're doing. They're just kicking the tires. So we really have a keen interest. And then at the same time, when you have this environment, you have just producers here. It gives you a great opportunity to peer network with a lot of these people, along with the 50-some educational programs that are going on at Ag Connect this year.
Well, yeah. Now let's talk a little bit about the educational programs, because that's really a key for Ag Connect. What are some of the things that they're going to be addressing there that are real opportunities for producers to learn more?
Well, there's a wide variety, and it's for the entire family, in fact. But, producers can talk about looking at their land leases and what are some strategies you can use to grow your business. What should you be looking at as far as volatility in the input products that we buy by representation from some of the main suppliers of fertilizer and chemicals to producers? So it's a really good array of programs. There's legacy planning, succession planning, everything that we need to worry about and think about today. So it's all here at Ag Connect.
And also the global aspect, the fact that we're in a global marketplace, and Ag Connect really addresses that.
Absolutely, and it starts out from the attendees that are at this. You come to this event, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with producers from Argentina, Brazil, across Europe, part of Asia, Australia. So it's really an international program, and I think that speaks a lot about it. But what that does is that drives the participating companies like John Deere, AGCO, CNH, to really bring out the best of the best of their talent to make sure they have the opportunity to have good conversations with the producers. Because let's face it, the communication between a producer and the company, it's very instrumental in making sure that new product that company brings out addresses the needs that we have at the farm gate. So it's a great program and a good chance to interact not only with producers, but the companies that make the products and services we use.
Well, yeah, lots of equipment manufacturers here. And really, this show is, too. Another point is that it's not just for crop farmers, not just for livestock farmers. It's anybody can find something there, right?
Absolutely. You could have somebody that's involved in the service supply chain to agriculture. For instance, if someone's a CCA and they provide crop scouting information to a number of farmers, there's lots of information providers and managed software management companies at this show that help us grow those businesses. And new technologies, that's the biggest thing. We can go to the internet today and see a lot of things that are coming out or that we may be using in the next year or 2 years, but Ag Connect is a really good pipeline to get the latest of what's coming out to the farm gate.
Now, this is the third Ag Connect. We have the first one in Orlando, the second one in Atlanta. Now, the third one's going to be in Kansas City. I know it's in the middle of winter, but it's really a centrally located area for everybody to come in the Midwest.
Absolutely. We're here in Kansas City today, and you can make your way around the city very easily with all these walks that are enclosed, so you don't even have to put on a coat. So you can make your way around to a lot of many good venues around the city while you're here. And in 2 years, it's going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana. Very similar environment where we have these enclosed walkways, great restaurants, and a great convention center. So really looking forward to this year's show and then 2 years down the road.
January 29th through the 31st here in Kansas City. And we are inviting everyone to make sure that they come to Ag Connect Expo 2013. Here at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.